USDA has increased the projection for agricultural exports this year by nearly $7 billion to a record $149.5 billion.
Across the board, we're seeing grain and feed exports being boosted by $4.5 billion. We're seeing oil seeds and product exports forecast at a record of $33.8 billion. Livestock, poultry, and dairy also raised by $600 million to a record of $32.2 billion. So it's record, record, record.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack credits the export forecast increase in part to final passage of a farm bill.
I think the fact that we got a farm bill and got trade promotion authority, trade promotion programs back online, doing trade shows, reverse trade shows, exchanges, has really given us an opportunity to continue to be very aggressive in terms of how we promote agricultural exports. We're obviously going to continue to do that. The free trade agreements that were recently authorized in South Korea, Colombia, and Panama, even just the discussions of possible additional trade agreements, multilateral agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, I think help to encourage and excite people about the potential for agricultural exports.
Much of the export forecast is being driven by corn and soybeans, according to USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber, who credits much of that to China.
You know, we're up in a lot of markets, but China's the big one that really pops out. And, of course, that is tied to soybeans and grains as well. We focus, and rightly so, on some of the problems we've had with getting corn into China, but sorghum exports are up to China. DDG exports to China have come on strong as well. So China continues to be a very important market for feedstuffs, both grains and oilseeds. So that's been a big driver in these markets.
Glauber explains the increase in the forecast for livestock, poultry, and dairy exports.
You know, our export forecast for livestock, poultry, and dairy, we raised that $600 million. That will now be a record $32.2 billion. Most of that increase, by the way, is in dairy and beef, and that's kind of offset some of the decline that we saw in pork and poultry. And, of course, the decline in pork, some of that due to fewer supplies because of PED.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.